Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. In the theater world, there's an event called the Jimmy Awards, and the Jimmy Awards honors outstanding high school actors from all over the country. The students come to New York. They're coached by Broadway stars. They have a week here that will stay with them for the rest of their lives. Van Kaplan is the director of this yearly event, which takes place in a big Broadway theater in New York. Van is a seasoned Broadway producer and general manager of the Pittsburgh CLO, as well as producer of television programming on PBS. Van, it was a stunning show, and I was shocked that these were teenaged high school performers. How is this possible? We have such talented kids in this country.
I know it's really scary, and it does make you want to kind of know why there's so many overachievers in the world. You want to go back and do it over again, you know. But it's an incredible event, and these kids are so scarily talented.
They were indeed, and this was my first time seeing it. So let me welcome you to America Weekend and tell you what an amazing job you did.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
How did this event, the Jimmy Awards, come to be? Give me a little bit of the background.
Well, we're now 8 years old, but for the last 25 years, the Pittsburgh CLO has been doing an event here in Pittsburgh called the Gene Kelly Awards. Gene Kelly was the honorary chairman of our board in the 80s and 90s. And we asked him if we could borrow his name and create an awards event that would celebrate the great work that was being done in our high schools here in Pittsburgh in musical theater. So we created this event patterned after the Tony Awards. So every year for the last 25 years, we've been going out to high schools sending judges out, and they look at all of the programs that go on in the schools, and we have an awards event, and they give away awards of best actor, best actress, scenic design, costume design, orchestra, everything that you'd see at the Tony Awards. It's a big black tie event. So for 20 or so years, we've been sharing this idea with other theaters across the country. And now there are 40 or more events that take place in various cities all over this country, in Seattle, in New Jersey, in California. And 8 years ago, along with a friend working at the Nederlander organization, we came up with this idea to create a national program that would bring all of the winners of all of these regional events to New York and have a big celebration and, an awards program that would honor the best actor and best actress in high school musical theater in the country. So that's how we founded the National High School Musical Theater Awards. It was named after Jimmy Nederlander, who is celebrating his 94th birthday this year, and the chairman of the Nederlander organization.
It's sort of like you have the regional finalists, then they come to New York for the big national program, the big national event.
That's right. And this year we had 62 kids that come to New York. They spend a week at NYU, and they're coached by Broadway professionals all week long. Many of them have never seen a Broadway show. A few of them had never flown on an airplane before. It's a very inspiring event for them to live through and get some great experience. And it's something that, you know, lives with them for the rest of their lives.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. So, Van, you were really instrumental in creating this opportunity. You started this many years ago.
Yes, I created the event along with the Nederlander organization. The Pittsburgh CLO and Nederlanders were the founding organization.
It's a great, great opportunity for these young people to come and experience what it's like to be on a professional stage. Now, I was there for the first time, blown away by not only their talent, but their poise. They were so comfortable on stage and enjoyed every moment. You could see they were just soaking it all in. Did you get that experience as well?
Well, you know, these kids, many of them watch the Tony Awards and love theater and go, and they do theater in their hometowns, in their high schools. And then they're put into this environment where they're surrounded by like-minded kids. I mean, they all are there to create a show and to learn from these professionals, and they rise to the occasion. It's really amazing. And it's been the success of the Jimmy Awards through the last 8 years that, you know, it's very hard to remember that they're high school kids. You know, some of them are 15, 16 years old.
Right, right. Very young and not upperclassmen quite yet. So what about people who have experienced the Jimmy Awards as students and have gone on to a professional life? Tell me about those folks.
Many of our kids have gone on to college and had success in the industry, performing in and on Broadway, in national touring companies. This year, we had one of our finalists, Eva Noblezada, come back and perform with the kids. She is currently starring in Les Miserables on the West End and is coming to Broadway next season in Miss Saigon. And she was discovered by one of our judges. Tara Rubin was in the audience and saw her. Tara is a casting agent, and had her come in and audition for Cameron McIntosh for Miss Saigon, and eventually was cast. She was 17 years old.
That's an amazing story. Wow. And she is an incredible talent, and we are all looking forward to seeing her perform on Broadway. This year's winners, tell me about these folks.
Well, this year, the event now is produced by the Broadway League, and that's the professional organization of Broadway producers in New York and around the country. These are the folks that are running the major arts, performing arts centers in our major cities around the country. And they have come up with some incredible scholarship opportunities for many, many of our kids. So the Broadway League sponsored a number of scholarships for six of our finalists. These are new scholarships. And then there were additional scholarships given for some kids with amazing skills. And then our two finalists, the actual winners of the Jimmy Awards, Amina Fay and Josh Strobel, received $10,000 cash scholarships from the Nederland organization and an opportunity and to be eligible for merit and need-based scholarships at NYU New Studio on Broadway. So they'll have an opportunity to attend NYU if they like. So it really is a wonderful thing that the Broadway League has done.
If anybody who is listening is interested in learning more, Van, how can they get more information about this organization and the awards?
Well, simply Google the Jimmy Awards or the National High School Musical Theater Awards. It'll take you to the website, and or go to the Broadway League's website. They're the producers of the event. And there's all kinds of information on how you can support and get behind this great event that's happening all across the country, really.
Van Kaplan, as a seasoned producer and director, tell me about your personal experience going through this with young people. How has this transformed you as a professional?
Well, I, for the last 30, 35 years or so, have been involved in the theater. I started as an actor and then as a director and then a producer. And, it's a very difficult life, making it in the theater. And, especially when you're producing commercial work, sometimes you kind of lose touch with why you got into the business into the first place. And very early on, when we started this program and I started working with the kids, directing the show and coaching them, it really reminded me of why I got into the theater, seeing their excitement and youth, and it's rejuvenating. It really is. And I think it has that effect on the audience watching the show as well. It's life affirming in that way. And I think that's one of the reasons that we've been so successful.
Very well said. It's a very moving experience to see their exuberance and their raw talent that has now been cultivated, but they do have that raw talent that's just exciting to see. Van Kaplan, I want to thank you for being with us on America Weekend. The last moments, what's up for you? What's next?
Well, I just keep doing what I'm doing. We're already planning the next year of the Jimmy Awards. We've had a number of meetings at the Broadway League to talk about how we take what we did this year and springboard that into something even greater. And I continue to produce. I have a number of shows, American in Paris being one of them, running on Broadway right now. And I, of course, am running my theater here in Pittsburgh. So there's a lot on my plate, and I just keep it rolling, you know?
Continued success to you. Thank you so much, and congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful organization.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you tired of rejection? Well, think about it. Who isn't? Would you like a better way to handle it? Absolutely, because as sure as death and taxes, into everyone's life, a little rejection will fall. Here's the social science of it. It seems that salespeople and writers have something in common. They tend to experience rejection more than anyone. In fact, it's a commonly held belief that you'll make about 15 sales calls before you ever see any glimmer of acceptance. An author's know that when the first book publisher says no, you just suck it up. 14 more to go. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's as simple as never give up, never surrender. You see, 15 rejections in today's society for every one success is just expected, and then it makes the success even sweeter. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. One windy day when Bob was driving to work, a newspaper from the street blew across his car windshield, completely obscuring his vision. Unfortunately, he hit and injured a pedestrian. Obviously, the pedestrian sued Bob for his injuries, but Bob claims it wasn't his fault. He had no control over a flying sheet of newspaper. In court, who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Even though the injured pedestrian had extensive medical bills, the court ruled this type of accident was unavoidable, and Bob was not at fault. And that's the final verdict.